With the record number of organic producers now in the United States, the industry is quickly becoming more mainstream, and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack last week encouraged producers to consider a checkoff program.
There is a great opportunity that the industry must really think hard and long about, which is the checkoff opportunity. We can't start it. We can't initiate it. We can't propose it. It's got to come from you. It's got to come from the industry. It's obviously helpful if it's a consensus position. But this is an enormous opportunity that the Farm Bill has created, and the industry should take advantage of it. However you want to structure it, however you want to deal with it, you should take advantage of it because it can literally put resources behind research and marketing and do it in a very collaborative and participatory way.
Vilsack provided an update on the progress of regulations pertaining to the organic industry.
We obviously are focused on animal welfare. There is a proposed rule that we're working through our system. We would expect and hope to get departmental clearance sometime this summer and make movement and progress on that. There is an issue involving dairy cattle being converted into organic. We're expecting to publish the proposed rule soon that focuses on trying to increase consistency and integrity in the program. We know how important that is to the industry. And on aquaculture, that is in departmental clearance, and our hope is that we get something through our process sometime in 2015. We know that the Organic Standards Board has proposed standards, and we're trying to work within their suggestions and recommendations. We're also reopening the conversation of 340 in terms of APHIS and its review on noxious weeds and so forth. We know that that's important to you so that we can formulate a rule that makes sense.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.